Milestones and marathons. I heard from an old friend yesterday. He emailed me to wish me a happy birthday. My relationship with birthdays has a troubled past. When my dear mother planned elaborate themed parties for me, I would complain and always cry during the performance of the birthday song. And that was just last year. She probably never expected to raise such a peculiar five-year-old curmudgeon. I am no longer curmudgeonly. Well, maybe sometimes I am. Yet my present relationship with birthdays remains fractious. So when my old friend asked me what I had planned on my milestone birthday, I am now 45, I thought about the word milestone and wrote back half-jokingly, "Birthdays feel more like marathon stones to me." Then I fixated on the concept of a marathon. A marathon is about 26 miles, and if 1 mile equals 1 year of our lives, then we live about 3 marathons. That's about 78 years for those challenged by math. In my first marathon, I so desperately wanted to be just like everyone else. This is what I assumed everyone was then: straight, normal, calm, and a believer in something. For me, I was gay, abnormal, incredibly high energy, and very conflicted about what I believed and who I believed. I agonized about me, and this attention I gave to me created multiple periods of extreme personal crisis. Gosh, if only I had gotten out of my own head. But let's face it, conformity sells during the first marathon. When I began my second marathon, I came out of the closet. I was praised for my authenticity, even though I had spent years lying to me and everyone else around me. This irony was not lost on me then or now. I noticed how all of those people conforming during their first marathon were now desperate to differentiate themselves. Think about the classic interview question: what unique gifts and strengths would you bring to bear to solve such and such a problem? Heck, there is a reason why all the geeks in high school end up with the hotties later in life. Different selves during this period of our lives. I was cocky, though, and I thought I had so much figured out then. But I didn't, and still, I have a long way to go. So as I now approach the end of my second marathon, oh my gosh, here is what I know and what I think. Number one, just because we come out of whatever closet helps us to live more authentically, watch out, because the door may hit you in the butt several more times over the preceding years. I sometimes think I suffer from more internalized homophobia than the most rabid, rabble-rousing anti-gay cleric's external exclamations. Well, of course I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. They trigger me, in part because I continue the journey of self-acceptance regardless of which marathon. Number two, being authentic in every situation is not necessarily in our interest or in the interest of everyone around us. I get to choose how to express my energetic personality and with whom I express it. Oh boy, life is so much more nuanced than the mindless self-help platitude of be who you are all the time. Number three, the struggle of the first marathon, if you can survive it in one piece, makes the second one more peaceful and enjoyable. Trust me, there were still enormous bumps in the road for me, like broken hearts, business missteps, and family tragedies. Some, in fact, I thought I would never recover from. But the drama subsides if we take responsibility for our part in creating it in the first place. Number four. And you know what I am so excited about in my final marathon? First, developing a quiet peace with getting older. And I love this idea of developing a sense of peace. It is something I must experiment with each day. Second, knowing I will get away with so much more because I can use my advanced age as an excuse for my candor, but only if that candor is tempered by a great deal of compassion. Finally, I get to witness the fruits of my familial labors. My niece and nephew, and any future kiddies my hubby and I may have, are my legacy, and I cannot wait to witness all of their accomplishments and screw-ups. I want to be a source of comfort and compassionate candor for them as often as they wish. I still hate the happy birthday song. Come on, it is creepy. But writing this blog does produce a degree of personal peace as the finish line gets closer and closer. Yikes. If you have any questions about coaching, please feel free to contact me at scott@kineticcoaching.co. And remember, I always offer a complimentary 30 to 45 minute session to prospective clients to determine if we want to work together.